You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a bold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. In the name of Jesus. We have a very delicate but interesting subject to discuss, which is the subject of God's leading. God's leading in line with prosperity. God's leading, the subject of God's leading. Yeah, the subject of God's leading. How do you know when God is the one leading you? How can you identify God's leading? How do you know when it is not God? What are the things that will be in place if it is God leading you? So get set, pick your pen, let's learn. Good evening once again, everybody. Amen. So, there's a story I want to help us bring out in another light in the Bible. And that's the story of Peter. Of all the disciples of Jesus, he had several disciples that were older than him. Okay? Jesus had several disciples that were older than him. Peter was one of them. Peter was old enough to be his father. Theologians believe that he was about 24 years older. I think 23, 24. He was far older than Jesus. And that's why you see that in Matthew chapter number 16, when Jesus was saying such a thing as he's going to die, after Peter had said, "You are the Son of God," the Bible said Peter called him aside and began to rebuke him. That you are the Jesus, but we are your father's meat. Let's talk to you. And Jesus had to look at Peter dead in the eye and say, "I rebuke you, Satan." That's leadership. Alright, so it means Peter has been catching fish before Jesus was born. Are you seeing that? Because one of the customs of the Jews is to initiate their children early. Okay, but Peter was catching, so more like an investment. On this day, there was nothing. He launched and launched and launched and launched and launched. There was nothing. So Jesus met him there and then said to him, "Launch to the right." Amazing. The moment he did, the Bible said they had a great catch, so much so that their net was tearing. Now, this is the mystery. Fishes were not on the right. Fishes are where the instruction is. So, listen, it is not about the direction, it's about the instruction. If he had said, because he proved it again, when they were trying to get money for tax, he said, "Go and get a fish, Peter. Open the mouth of the fish, bring out money from there." Meaning that where the instruction is, the resources will be there. Because I saw people trying to theologically explain that the right side is the part closer to the shore. The right side may not make sense, but as far as God is instructing, results will come from it. Are you seeing that? Jesus looked at him and said, "Launch to the right side." He had so much catch. Because, listen, one of the ways I read the Bible is to check the pattern of leading of different people. Hold on. That is, I will pick it. Listen, I'm trying to show you something. I pick the person of Peter and check consistently in the case of his walk with Jesus. What is there a similar pattern in the life of Peter? Is there one pattern with which Jesus led him? Yes. In the life of Peter, there was a pattern. The pattern is to make Peter do always what he's not familiar with. Get launched to the right-hand side. He got fish.
Go to the fish river, pick any fish. As long as the instruction is there, bring out money from it. All right? He got money from it. Master bid me to come. Come, walk on water. He walked on water. Go to a street, you will see a colt. You see a man carrying water, a pitcher of water. Follow him. He goes to a house, you see a colt right tied there. Tell them the master have a need of it. He did that. You got what I'm saying? When it was time for them to, okay, that was when, no, the one where he saw the man carrying water was when they needed to take the last supper. He said, go to that house. Tell the good man of the house that the master needs this place. So Peter was a man full of experience. But God wanted, Jesus wanted to teach him that the pathway here is not experience. This is not business world. This is kingdom world. Instruction will swallow up years of experience. Are you seeing that? So in the life of Peter, consistently, Jesus needed to prove to him that you are a skilled man. This is the kingdom that professors will come to and be humbled. Because academics is different from the ways of God. I may have first class in chemistry. That doesn't mean I know anything about kingdom life. True or not true? That's the way it is. So, Peter was coming as not a theologian of fish. If he was studying fishery, he would be a professor. The same thing happened in John chapter number 21. Peter went back. You see, Peter loved to dwell in familiar territory. Look, his life pattern shows it. Are you seeing that? Acts of Apostles chapter number 7, chapter number 8. When Jesus showed him a vision, let out a bag, a sheet from heaven. Say, Peter, kill and eat. Say, I will not eat what is unclean. Peter was never used to doing. Listen, there was an implication to it. He was never used to doing what is unfamiliar. He doesn't want anything that will make him have to wait. He doesn't like it. That's his lifestyle. Now, after Jesus had died in John 21, Peter took 8 other people with himself, making 9. Judas had died. So there were 2 others who didn't follow him. He took them back to fish. And Jesus wanted to teach him. The same thing you were doing before I met you. Now that I've met you, you cannot go back to it and succeed. You know that? You were doing these things before I met you. A mark has been placed on you. You have been marked for life. So Jesus needed to prove him that this kingdom is not an obscure kingdom. He said, launch again to the right. Have you seen that? The same way I met you in the beginning. And then he launched. He caught so much fish. That day Peter caught the fish. He never ate anything out of it. Because from that day onward, he began to follow Jesus. He was embarrassed. So he caught fish. What was he showing? The instruction. You see, when Peter refused to eat that shit, the animals there, it was that's spiritual implication. The next chapter, Paul encountered Jesus. Okay? At some point, Paul had to rebuke Peter. He was eating with some people. When he saw Paul, he washed his hand and denied that he was not eating with them. He doesn't like what is not familiar. It was an implication to him. Where the instruction of God for your life is, that's where the result is. Let me say this to you. Diligence is not your ability to do anything well. Diligence is the ability to do well what God has said you should be. You can have a wrong walk, and yet you are still at working. Let me say this to you. One of the most difficult things for us as individuals, as human, one of the most difficult things is your ability to live what you know and do what you are instructed to do is very difficult. Faith is moving from the known to the unknown. Faith is moving from the unknown to the unknown. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must first believe that he is, and is the rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Are you seeing that? Now, the just does not live by calculations. The just may calculate, but the just live by faith. Well, the reason why I say the just may calculate is that if you have some, let's say for instance, you have 50,000, right? If you don't budget your spending, the just will be broke. Are you getting what I'm saying? The just can be broke, true or not true? The just must invest, you see, by faith. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, this is what I do as a pastor. Someone says, Pastor, I'm having malaria. Oh, God, I don't know. Say, do you want, are you ready to take injection? You want drugs? Say, no, I don't want drugs. I have faith. All right. I give you and your faith 8 hours to be healed. If your faith doesn't hit you by 8 hours, all right, you will take Artemether injection to keep you alive. And then you now learn faith. Sit down. Sometimes they don't have faith. They only hate injection. And let me say this to you. In the same light, some people can hear leading in the direction of their strengths, not in the direction where God is calling them. You can hear leading in the direction of your strength, not in the direction that God is calling you. Any vision that you don't need to depend on God to fulfill is not from God. What God does is that He gives you visions that only Him can power. Are you following what I'm saying here? God gives you visions that only Him can power. The moment another source can successfully power the vision, it is not from God. So that's one of the ways you know. When your dreams are small, you can do them. Even when you cut out of God, they are not from God. So note this, that everything within your life that you can do cries for expression. And the expression sometimes can mask themselves as though it is God saying, do it. Are you following what I'm saying here? So there is a difference between, listen. There is a difference between what you have ability to do and what you have been empowered to do. Hello?
Yes, sir.
There is a difference between what you have ability to do. Now, listen. Your purpose is not always in the direction of your desire. No, sir. That's for motivational speakers. Say, check within you. What do you desire? No, it's not true. Sometimes, listen. And sometimes your ability does not point to your purpose. Are you following? Now, these are very critical issues. Because Moses was going to be a leader to the Israelites. One of the major abilities in there was oratory speech. These are stubborn guys, need persuasion. He lacked the ability. God had to raise Aaron. He said, I will make you a god to Aaron. Speak to him. And Aaron a god to Pharaoh. So sometimes God is saying, do this. You look within, you can't find anything sufficient with which you cannot relate it with yourself. Me, this thing, how will I do it? It is calling you. Depend on me. In staying here, the fulfillment lies there. Are you seeing what I'm saying here? So, listen, don't go about looking for ability, just look for instruction. God will never create a demand until He has given a supply. Now, sometimes the demand will come first. When you take the first step, then the supply will come. Are you seeing what I'm saying now? Sometimes the demand comes, then you take the first step, then the supply follows. If you don't take steps of faith, you will never see the miracles of God. You get what I'm saying? Now, I watched the progression of the way they were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. The Bible said that the priest to carry the ark first. You get what I'm saying now? As they stepped their feet into Jordan, then the river was what driven back. That same scripture was quoted in Psalm 114. That what makes you flee, O Jordan? What God made you skip like ram? Say, tremble, O you yet. At the presence of the Lord God of Jacob that turns the rock into a flint. Now, they needed to pass over Jordan. But Jordan will not respect you until you enter. So there are things that God has instructed until you take the first step, you never see God move. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes,
when God speaks, don't calculate Him, obey Him. You get what I'm saying? The response to God's instruction is not calculation, it's obedience.
Yes,
until you start taking those steps. Listen, the kingdom is not for those who hear alone. You may hear and your head becomes bigger than your spirit. Until you start doing, you are not wise.
Yes,
are you following me? I've had issues like, how do I know it is God leading me to do something? Very clear. Are you following what I'm saying now? How do I know this is God's instruction? How do I know I'm not hearing myself? None of you have ever heard things. I mean, you've heard things that at the end of the day, it was not God speaking to you. You heard it. You get what I'm saying? The voice even told you, my son. The issue is that you can hear yourself and yourself will call you my son. Because you have it settled in your heart that God's voice will start with my son. When are you get what I'm saying? You are the one that will cook it. You are the one that will serve it. You are the one that will eat it. And you are the one that will say, God, thank you. You can hear yourself. The voice of the Holy Ghost is not mysterious. You get what I'm saying now? The voice of the Holy Ghost is not what? Mysterious. Your Bible cannot be closed and you are complaining that you don't know God's voice. God speaks through His word. Don't mystify anything. Now, when Paul was speaking to the Corinthians, he was talking about the power of prophecy to the church. Right? They said, he that prophesied to the church, prophesy for edification, for comfort, and for strength. These are the qualities of God's word. It brings edification, brings comfort, and then it strengthens you. Are you following what I'm saying now? The word of God is directional. Now, the word of God will not be anti His method. That is, the word of God and His method cannot be separated. You get what I'm saying now? If you check across scriptures, God has pattern. He cannot now speak to you, and then what He's saying now is now against His pattern as mapped out in scriptures. Are you following what I'm saying now? It means that a man that has not studied to show himself approved in the first place does not stand a chance of knowing who is speaking. Because what the knowledge of the Bible does is that it helps you to filter. Now, listen, we don't know God's voice by the tone. God does not have a tone. We know God's voice by the content. Are you following what I'm saying now? There's no such thing. The way you know my voice, I'm not the voice of Apostle Selman, not the voice of Lawrence Oyo. We have different voice. Listen, you know, God doesn't speak English. He doesn't speak Swahili. He doesn't speak Yoruba. He speaks light. You get what I'm saying now? He speaks what? Light. You see, the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord, with which he searcheth the inward part of the belly. There is a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him what? Understanding. So what God does is that he communicates illumination. Your heart, your mind is what does the interpretation. At the end of the day, the voice you heard is yourself in the place of the interpretation. Please follow me here. But the content, the method. You see, listen, the proof of correct prophecy is not even fulfillment. The proof of correct prophecy is the fruit it bears. In the sense that when God told Ezekiel he will die, it never came to pass, but it bore a fruit of repentance and calling back to God. Are you following what I'm saying here? So God's voice, it has a pattern. God's word has a pattern. God will not lead you into mysticism. Are you following what I'm saying there? So there are patterns mapped out in God's voice. Number one, his voice will not lead you against his word. Note that. Alright? His voice will not lead you against his what? His word. Number two, his voice will not lead you against the methods of the Spirit mapped out in scriptures. Number three, God's voice will not negate his written word. Very important. Alright, God's voice will not negate his written word. Say, this one was written, this one was given to me. I received this one. One angel gave this. Now, let me quickly say this about the ministry of angels. Angels are not good teachers. I think I need to, that is very important. Angels are not what? Good teachers. Now, angels most times across scriptures communicate in symbols. I have issues. Listen, please pay attention. I have issues with our attempt as believers to make dreams our main method of receiving from God. There is something called the inward witness. Pay attention. Such that the Bible said that the spirit of beareth witness within us that we are the sons of God. Now, what is witness? To agree to something, to attest to it. Meaning that the Holy Spirit can witness to your heart. It is not loud. It is not dramatic. It is the ways of God. If you stay long around the region where God can be seen, you will understand his witnessing. There's a witness in your heart. You see someone, the deep calleth unto you, know that this is a child of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that is why New Testament prophecy can never be an information. It was always be a confirmation. Listen, I'm talking about direct prophecy now, not to the church. So the church can come as an information. But to you, if it does not come as a confirmation, something is either wrong with you or the prophet. Such that the Spirit of God has been bearing witness ahead, then prophecy came to confirm what God is saying. And this is why you come to meetings like this without you discussing anything with me. And then series of the things we are discussing confirms many things the Holy Ghost has been doing within you. How do you know it is time for you to go stay with God? He wants to speak with you. There's a witness in your heart. You get what I'm saying now? Another way God speaks is tongues plus interpretation. Pray in tongues, Marko, Tikalabadia Tosha. How do you interpret tongues? Is it that Malabababa means come here, go there? No, sir. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's why it can be taught. If the syllables can be interpreted, then it can be taught. It can be taught. There is always a witness saying, this is what God is saying now. Tomorrow is still saying the same thing, but different words. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tongues plus interpretation is equal to prophecy. All right? Map that out. So God speaks through these methods. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now let me quickly show you a scripture. Let's look at the scripture, Act of Apostles, chapter number 9, verse 11. I'll just read from here. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the street which is called Straith, and inquire of the house of Judas, one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him, that might receive sight. Now, look at this. God was saying, go to a house. You will see somebody there. His name is Saul. He's praying at so and so place. His name is what? Saul. He's praying there. You know what I'm saying now? Now, he's also saying, I have also shown this Saul. that somebody is coming whose name is Ananias. When this fellow comes and places hands on him, he will receive healing. Are you seeing how that God leads strategically? Are you following what I'm saying here? The reason you don't know God's voice is not because you have hearing problems, because you have faith problem. Listen, when Jesus was walking in the middle of the sea, you know what I'm saying now? That Peter said, "Bid me to come." What did Jesus say? Come. As Peter took the step, did he walk on water? Yes, he did. True or not true? The Bible said as the wind began to blow against him, what happened? He began to doubt in his heart. Then what? Started sinking. At that point, the word come, was that word no longer powerful? It was. Was that word no longer potent? It was. How come the word was not working for him? When fear set in, the word will not work in your life. Are you seeing that? A man who walks in doubt, the Bible said, is unstable is in all what his ways and receives nothing of the Lord. So the reason why you feel, I don't know if God is the one leading me here. Listen, God. Are you following what I'm saying here? You say, I don't know if God is, if I'm hearing God. What you are talking about is, I'm not sure. It means I have doubt. It means what I have at this point is not of faith. Are you following what I'm saying here? The moment God's ways is known, the moment God, you know his methods of speaking, and now God is saying, do this. The doubt only come in the area where you don't have interest. Check. The area, even when God is not speaking, when you have interest in the thing, you feel you hear God. True or not true? Yeah. God is not speaking there, you project it back. Right? God is not speaking in that area, but you have interest there. Before you pray for 2 hours, you are likely going to hear something. True or not true? Yes. So the issue we have is that the ability, the quality of subjecting our will for his will without desiring our own will. You see, God's voice starts going down when you have two conflicting forces. What you want, what he's saying. Lord, I don't know which one. But you will notice that you will see him clearly the moment your own option dies. Are you following what I'm saying here? I have ability to do this, but God is saying, do this. You are saying, this is what I've known all my life. This is what I've wanted to do. Now you are beginning to have a real problem. Not because God didn't say it, but because now you two are talking. Are you following what I'm saying here? So problem, difficulty comes in hearing when there are two speakers.
Man, you know, I said something jokingly just in passing some days ago. The majority of the most strategic instructions I've received in my life were not received in any spectacular way. I'm telling you, trying to go out, it just dropped in my spirit. Pay attention to what drops in your spirit. Just drop. And I know this is God. Now let me say this to you. The blessings of God are directly connected to his instructions. Hold on. Go and do this. It's always a thread. And that's why poverty sets in. It takes a lot to be small in life. To be small in life means you must have said no consistently. You must have rejected consistently all the attempts of this graciously gracious God to help you. You must have ignored all, do you get what I'm saying? All the warning signs, all the instructions, all the nudgings. Are you following what I'm saying here? That God is saying, can we do this? Or how about do that? Bring somebody else to come help you. It takes a lot to be small in life. The instructions of God are directly connected to his blessings. When you miss the instruction, you miss the thread. You miss the blessing. From one, it is interlinked to another, then to another, then to another, then to another. May you not miss God's instructions. May you not miss his instructions. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, listen. The reason why you must do whatever it is God is instructing you, it is because it is bigger than you think. You may see the immediate, but the latter end is greater. Are you following what I'm saying? This boils down to every aspect of life. Listen, one of the ways you will know that you are hearing God well is that almost immediately after you have received it, the enemy will bring something else that will compete with it. Huh? The enemy will begin to bring options. Options. The moment you set your mind, this is the will of God for me in marriage, the devil will bring up another babe.
Everything you are complaining about in your spouse, this person have it. But they don't have, listen, they don't have the future. I wrote something down in notes today. Somebody else, you may have somebody who is everything you want in a spouse. It takes knowing the ways of God to know who has everything you need in a spouse. Huh? You may have somebody in your front now that has everything you want in a spouse. You see, in the relationship, you have everything I want, everything I dream for. But it takes knowing God to know who have everything you need. Your want are not your needs. Sometimes you may want what will kill you. Have you ever looked at the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda in line with God's instruction? In line with the way of the Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying there? The man has been waiting there for many years. Huh? 38 years. All right. How do they get healed? An angel comes once in a year. Steer the water. Abi? Nobody knows the time nor the moment. But the moment the water is steered, the first to get inside will come out healed. Mean that others will only come out wet, but one will go out with the miracle. For 38 years, he has been wet but not healed. Now, Jesus came and said, was asking about his health. He said, listen, I've been here for 38 years. I have no man to take care of me. This. You know, Jesus was looking at him. You are paying attention to the stirring of a pool, but not the stirring of the Spirit on your inside. If you were, you should know that resurrection and life is here. Pick your bed and go home. Listen, many of you are waiting for when stock market will be stirred up. You are waiting for when dollar will rise against naira. Pay attention to the stirring of the Spirit on your inside. Are you following what I'm saying here? For those people, their own is seasonal. Your own, it is. Every day is God's day. The day you believe is your day. When He brings the stirring, that's your moment. It doesn't matter what their statistics is saying. When it is God, it means He has seen an open door. Only few will enter, those who can hear His voice. Are you following what I'm saying here? See, listen. There are times I know that it is the season for so and so, and I get results. I just know it. This is the season for this. I know I'm going to go on this series. I pay attention. No pool will be stirred. The Holy Ghost stirs it on our inside. Once He stirs it, miracle follows. Result follows. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't be carried away. We always wait for the stirring of the water. Don't do any project until you have been stirred. On your inside, no. Don't go and stand beside one swimming pool. Once He stirs you on your inside, move ahead. And then you see God's goodness. Amen. Share something with you that may boggle your mind. Look at me. Let me share something with you that may boggle your mind. The man, and all of them that have been at the pool of Bethesda, they have to wait for an angel to be stirred, to stir the water. True or not true? Good. But do you know that even in that their time, it was possible for them to have received their miracles by faith? Hold on. Healing by faith is the form of healing whereby you need no physical pastor standing between you and God to help you get something you need from God. Revelation of God's word, you reach out to God yourself and get what you want. This DSTV here is the decoder. Is not what brings the stations. The signal for DSTV has always been there. This one only make it apparent. Even in the days they have to wait, a better technology was available, but there was no teacher. A better method for them to have received was that it was available. It is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What is now was then. The reason why it is now is because now we know. And there are more things that are, but you don't know yet. Are you following what I'm saying here? So the moment the teacher came, he became healed. You know, and I asked the question yesterday, why was the man there the only one that left? Because no one else asked for healing. Somebody came, the water was not stirred, stood, said, pick your bed and go home. You watch him going home, and you watch the man who brought the blessing left too. Should you not say, hey, wait, you didn't put a name for pick your bed and leave. I'm picking my bed too and I'm going. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many things are available. The reason you are not getting them because you don't know. How shall they know except they be taught? How shall they be taught except they be a teacher? These are realities of the spirit. Oh wow, hallelujah. Has someone been blessed tonight? Have you been blessed? Something broken loose within you? Some of your greatest instructions in life will not come with any drama. Don't forget it. Will not come with any drama. Pay attention part time. Don't be a basket. Basket don't retain virtue. Be a container. You know what I'm saying? No, those great instructions will not come. Wow. God will never come and tear the sky. Wow. This is my son. He's your husband. Woo! Not to marry a wizard. You just know. Spirit of God bear witness in your spirit. You know what I'm saying now? Very important. There is also spirit giving impressions. These are matters for another day. These ones will take time for me to teach using different examples in Bible. So I don't want to rush over them. Okay? So pay attention to God's leading within you. Pay attention to the words He's dropping per time. You just notice a level of light. Bam! You just see an open door. This is something I can do. That's God saying, do it. Don't say, Lord, I want to now go and lock myself for another 40 days again. Why? Because no instruction comes to you alone. They come to different sons. While you are praying for 40 days, somebody else have actualized everything. They come back so that he only believed. You know what I'm saying now? You can pray and pray and miss. You know what I'm not dropping the ministry of prayer. But I'm saying that sometimes God will expect you to act. Don't go ahead and start boggling with questions. Just act. Glory to God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Bless God for your lives tonight. I want to celebrate those who have prayed for the meeting started. God will keep blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing you in Jesus' name. All right? So don't forget the secret. Pay attention to every of God's instructions. God will keep you in Jesus' name. He will uphold you. Every vision He has placed in your heart will not die. You will succeed. He will raise your head up. He will give you a new story. He will give you a new song. He will bless you with ideas. He will anoint your heart with courage to follow it through. Do not stop halfway. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Please do have a wonderful night, rest.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.